And a very good evening to you. You are listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. My name is Tom Diskin, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. And I hope you enjoyed that rousing little interlude I just played for you. That was the Boogie Woogie Etude for solo piano by Morton Gould, and it was Benjamin Grosvenor at the piano. Well, coming up next is Intermountain Classics, our local weekly classical music program. Every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m., Intermountain Classics features local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And remember, you can comment on the show or request your favorite music by contacting me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That address is imclassics@kkrn.org. And tonight is a really special night for both KKRN and Intermountain Classics. Tonight's Intermountain Classics program here in the studio is going to feature classical blues. And this is How the Classics Have Influenced Jazz and Blues Music Styles, and How Jazz and Blues Have Influenced Modern Classical Music Styles. So it's kind of a universal handshake going on here, which you will soon find out about. You're going to hear selections by familiar classical and jazz composers, George Gershwin, Igor Stravinsky, Dmitri Shostakovich, and Leonard Bernstein, as well as jazz composers William Grant Still, George Ann Thiel, Constant Lambert, and one of my personal favorites, the Turtle Island String Quartet. In the second hour of tonight's program, you'll hear a sampling of the musical treats awaiting you at the upcoming holiday concerts by our own North State Symphony, including a sneak preview of this year's New York New Year's Eve Gala Concert. There's lots of beautiful music coming tonight, so stay tuned right here on KKRN 88.5 FM, and at kkrn.org on the web. And if you like what you hear, please consider liking Intermountain Classics on Facebook. And a very pleasant good evening to you, and welcome to Intermountain Classics on your community radio station, KKRN, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks so much for listening tonight. Tonight's program is a special presentation of what I like to call classical blues. I'm dedicating the first hour of tonight's broadcast honoring the progression of classical music into many of the modern-day musical genres we enjoy today, including jazz and blues. You will hear music of familiar classical composers who ventured into these new musical styles, including Stravinsky, Shostakovich, Gershwin, and Leonard Bernstein, as well as jazz composers George Ann Thiel, Constant Lambert, Morton Gould, William Grant Still, and the Turtle Island String Quartet. So let's get started. Here is a famous jazz melody by the well-known composer and songwriter George Gershwin. The Amadou Ensemble, conducted by Valentin Rudu with Peter Donahue piano, perform Gershwin's Variations on I Got Rhythm.
Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on Community Radio, KKRN, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for joining me this evening. Tonight's program features modern classical composers who have ventured into the realm of 20th century jazz and blues. We have opened our program with a performance of George Gershwin's Variations on I Got Rhythm. George Antheil was an American avant-garde composer, pianist, author, and inventor whose modernist musical compositions explored the modern sounds, musical, industrial, and mechanical, of the early 20th century. We now hear a jazz-influenced classical work by George Antheil. This is his Jazz Symphony. Thank you. George Antheil's A Jazz Symphony was written in 1925 and premiered at his 1927 Carnegie Hall concert, which also debuted the Ballet Mécanique. The NDR Radio Philharmonic, conducted by E.G. Uy, with Marcus Becker piano, performed in this recording. Dmitri Shostakovich is well known as a composer of large-scale classical works that were fiercely patriotic to his motherland, Russia. Not as well known was his fascination with the newly emerging American jazz style. In 1934, he wrote his first jazz suite, the Suite for Jazz Orchestra. Here is the polka movement from this suite, as performed by the National Symphony of Ukraine and Theodor Kuchar. Thank you. You're listening to Intermountain Classics on Community Radio KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain and at kkrn.org on the web. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening tonight. Dmitri Shostakovich's jazz suite was originally scored for three saxophones, soprano, alto, and tenor, two trumpets, trombone, woodblocks, snare drum, cymbals, glockenspiel, xylophone, banjo, Hawaiian guitar, piano, violin, and double bass. We heard members of the National Symphony of Ukraine, conducted by Theodor Kuchar, in this recording. Elegiac Blues in Memory of Florence Mills is a work for solo piano by British composer Constant Lambert. As a young student at the Royal Conservatory of Music, Lambert was enthralled with the show Dover Street to Dixie, and in particular, the Dixie Negro, played by vaudeville singer-dancer Florence Mills and her troupe, the Blackbirds. As a tribute to Ms. Williams, he wrote Elegiac Blues in Memory of Florence Mills. Sir Rodney Bennett Piano performs in this recording. The jazz era of the 1920s had a powerful influence on British composer Constant Lambert, with his Elegiac Blues in memory of Florence Mills, being his first composition in this genre. We heard Sir Richard Rodney Bennett piano perform in this recording. Fancy Free is a ballet by Jerome Robbins to a score by Leonard Bernstein and was the inspiration for the successful musical On the Town. The story concerns three American sailors on a 24-hour shore leave in New York City during wartime 1944. Each of them meets and quickly connects with a woman who turns out to be the poster girl for the newly renovated subway system. Here are three dance movements from the ballet: galop, waltz, and danzón. We'll be right back. The ballet Fancy Free was first performed by the New York City Ballet in 1944 and was based on a score by Leonard Bernstein and later became the hit musical On the Town. Portions of the Fancy Free score were also used in the opening scenes of Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window. William Grant Still was an American composer and often referred to as the Dean of African American Composers. He was the first American composer to have an opera produced by the New York City Opera and was best known for his first symphony, the most widely performed symphony composed by an American prior to 1950. Here is another of his works, The Blues from Lenox Avenue. The Los Angeles WPA Symphony Orchestra performs in this early recording conducted by the composer. Thank you. This is Intermountain Classics on Community Radio, KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for joining me this evening. William Grant Still's Blues from Lenox Avenue is an excerpt from the ballet Lenox Avenue, a panorama of life in 1930s Harlem. We heard the Los Angeles WPA Symphony Orchestra, conducted by the composer, in this recording. The Turtle Island String Quartet is a jazz string quartet formed in 1985 and still actively touring worldwide and recording. They were the first string quartet to achieve artistic and commercial success integrating jazz improvisation, jazz rhythms, and comping using extended techniques. We hear them now playing one of their original jazz charts, an arrangement of Dave Brubeck's Blue Rondo a la Turk. This is the Turtle Island String Quartet. Thank you. Rondo a la Turk is a jazz tune originally written by Dave Brubeck. We have heard the Turtle Island String Quartet playing their own arrangement of this popular jazz tune. This first hour of Intermountain Classics has been dedicated to classical blues, honoring the progression of classical music into many of the modern-day musical genres we enjoy today, including jazz and blues. We now conclude our tribute to this modern evolution of music with some of the earliest inspirations. This is the Ragtime for 11 Instruments by Russian composer Igor Stravinsky.
Thank you.
Well, that was fun. Igor Stravinsky was fascinated with the emergence of the new jazz music genre in the early 20th century and wrote The Ragtime for 11 Instruments as a tribute to Scott Joplin, the inventor of the rag, or ragged rhythm style of early jazz. Stay tuned. Coming up will be a preview of music to be performed in next weekend's North State Symphony Chamber Concerts, and following that, a special New Year's surprise. So stay tuned.